Hello and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In this segment, I've been talking about, I asked the question, how do we keep our marriages and relationships happy? What do we have to do to keep them fresh? And as I stated before, I believe it's me time. I think that every person, the husband, the wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, your partnership, whatever type of partnership it is, I think everyone involved just needs to take some me time, meaning, you know, just do something for yourself sometimes. If it means having a spa day or go fishing, go hiking, or just maybe get a room and spend a night or day by yourself so that you can just relax and unwind. I think where we go wrong in marriages and relationships, as I stated before, we cling. We feel we have to hold on to our partner. It's almost like we believe someone's just going to come by and snatch them up and take them away. And I think that's what most of the problem is in marriages and relationships. We're afraid to let go of the grip. We're afraid to give our partner space. And I think that's what we need to do. And I believe that you can keep your relationship happy if you basically just give each other the space that they need. Show your partner that you love them, that you're in love with them, that you don't want anyone but them. And then they will understand that they don't have to have such a tight grip on you because there's no need for it. I believe that we kind of forget that we used to, before we became lovers or husband and wives, we dated. We went out to the movies, we went out and we bowled. We took little weekend trips together. People don't do that. When you get in a relationship, sometimes people just stop and they don't do what they used to do. All that stuff right there that I just named, you should continue doing that. But we don't. We feel, okay, well, we got this person. We don't need to do that now. We got them. We don't need to impress them now. We got them. And it's not all about trying to impress your significant other. You're trying to let them know, okay, I'm still here. I still care. So let's do the things we used to do. Let's go see a movie. You know, it's okay to watch a movie at home, but you want to get out and enjoy each other as well. Don't become so content that you could just sit at home and he's reading a newspaper here and you're reading a book and no one's saying anything. And then in a minute, that's what you're going to be accustomed to doing. And that's when the fire is gone, because you've lost your way. You still have to have excitement in your relationship. Remember the days you had when you would date. When you would send the little text messages saying, hey, I'm just thinking about you or I miss you, whatever. Remember those days. Just because you're married don't mean you can't still do that with your husband or your wife, or, you know, you can still do that. And I think we lose sight of that. People feel I don't have to try anymore. And the truth is, I've spoken to married people and they've told me, well, I don't do all that because I have them. I have him or I have her. I don't have to prove anything anymore because I have them. It's not about proving anything. It's about letting them know, okay, I still care. I love you. I want you. And your love is supposed to grow fonder. It's not supposed to decease, you know, start to leave once you're married. You know, it's not supposed to decrease, basically. It shouldn't decrease once you're married. I think that we need to do better when it comes to relationships. Men, and this is the honest truth. Now, I demand my respect, okay? But some men out there, and I'm not downing men, I'm just saying some, they don't open the door for you anymore. They don't hold the door open. They don't move the chair, bring the chair out for you to sit down in. They don't do anything. I've even seen some men walk in front of their women, and their women, although they're all the way in the back. See, and I, one thing about me is I demand my respect. You're going to open the door. You're going to walk side by side with me. Okay. You're going to give me that respect I'm accustomed to having, and that I was brought up being told by my parents, this is how a man is supposed to treat you. And if you can't give me that, then I can't be with you. And I think a lot of women out there don't demand that. So they are being totally disrespected and wonder why they can't. People wonder why they can't have happy relationships, because some of these men are so accustomed to not doing anything. They'll tell women, they'll say, I don't do shit like that. Oh no, real men don't do this. Real men don't do that. Oh, he's whipped. Oh, come on. No, he's not whipped. And he's a real man. He just knows how to take care of a real woman. So, and I think that when you've gotten men and put them in that type of mind frame, then when they come to a woman like me that knows her worth and knows that she's going to demand her respect, they don't know how to act. Then they're saying, okay, you're mean. You want to be the head of your household, this and that. And here's the thing. This is what I say. When you're in a relationship, no one should be the head of your household. I believe that you and your spouse or your boyfriend or whomever's in this relationship, and if you're living together, you two both should be the head of the household. And I feel with God first. Okay. So no, you're never going to hear me say, well, my man is the king of my castle. What? No, my man is just as equal as I am, because the same way my man brings money in, so do I, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and feel like I can't be a woman and I can't have some type of control in my own home, that I'm supposed to be a yes, basically a yes man to my partner and do as he says. You know, why would we think that in order to keep our man happy, that we have to listen and do as we're told? Why do we have to think that we have to be controlled by a man before we're in a good relationship? And I think that when women start thinking like that, and they date these guys, and then these guys come to women like me that does not feel that way, is why these relationships does not work out. I believe that everyone should be equal. You and your husband, you and your partner. I don't believe anyone should be over anyone else. I don't want to hear anything about the king of the castle. It doesn't work like that, at least not with me. And I think that the more that the younger generation of women start dating, they're letting these men, they're allowing men to interpret to them what these relationships should be. Because for one, they don't know their worth. You don't have to be controlled by your man to be in a good relationship. And people my age know that. We know. Come on now. It takes two to have a relationship. And you don't have to run around here saying who's the king of the castle or who runs the house and this and that. It doesn't work like that, because both people run it. That's how I feel. And I know that I do have a lot of people. I have just as many women that listen to my podcast as men, is equal, to be honest. So I'm not bashing men, because there's a lot of great men out there. It's a lot of good men, and they know how to treat a woman. They know how to treat her with respect. You know, it's basically what I'm saying is, I'm sending this message out to the women and the men that I think is doing it the wrong way. You're going about everything the wrong way. I think that you're not understanding that we're not in the 40s anymore. We're in 20, getting ready to be 2022. And women, we work, you know, we take care of home as well. And we don't have to be told how to put our skirts on, or that we're supposed to be in the kitchen or in the bedroom. Those days are over. No, we are just as equal as our partners, okay? And the sooner women and some men acknowledge that, I think we would get along a lot better, because I can't tell you how many times I'm told by men, you're just too damn independent. You won't let this man do this and you won't let this man do that. And if he says something, you're supposed to listen and this and that. Oh, no, 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 no. Matter, number one, I've been raised once. My parents raised me well, and my parents are here. Okay, they're here alive and well. I'm not looking for a man to raise me again, because I've already been raised. I don't need anyone to tell me when I can go to sleep. I've even had men tell me, if you're watching television with your man and he gets up and he says he's ready to go to bed, you're supposed to turn the television off and go in the room and go to bed too, because he's going to bed. Okay. I don't agree with that, because again, I'm a grown ass woman. If you want to go to bed, good night, give me a kiss and you go to bed. No, you're not going to put me to bed just because you're ready to go to bed. But that's how a lot of people think. And they don't understand when I say, like, hell, okay, if he's ready to go to bed, go to bed. You know, I'm not going to have the television high and to the point where he can't hear the television. I mean, he can't sleep because of the television, but I'm not going to bed just because he wants to go to bed. It does not work that way. And there's a lot of people out there that feel that way, and will get angry and get the hyperventilating because you don't, I don't agree with that. And then they tell me I'm selfish and, you know, I'm telling people the wrong thing. I'm teaching women that they don't have to obey. Why would a woman have to obey? Obey? Come on now. I come from a place where you guys talk everything out. It's not about who's obeying who or who's doing this and that. And I think that's what's wrong in relationships these days, is also a power struggle. Some men feel, oh, I run this. You do as I say, you do as you're told. And in my home, it does not work that way. And I think that that's where we're going wrong with in relationships. We're giving too much power to either the man has too much power, or the woman has too much power. It shouldn't even be about that. Both parties should be equal. You should be able to talk things out. No one should claim that they're the head of any castle. And I think the quicker we understand that, the better. Okay. And so that's why I made this segment today. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things, because this has been brought to my attention. People literally send me messages and ask me if I could talk about these situations. So everything that I do segments about is because I've been asked to do a segment on these type of scenarios, these type of situations. So this one was, how do you keep your relationship happy? And I just gave my opinion. Now it's my opinion. I'm not telling you have to go by anything I said. Okay. I will say that much, but I did give my opinion on how I think relationships stay fresh and new and happy. Okay. But in saying that, I don't want to take up any more of you guys' time, but I would like to start by thanking all of you for the messages that you leave me. And the compliments that I get for my segments, and I do appreciate them, and I thank you for that. And I also thank you guys for your input on what you wanted me to talk about and what you want my opinion about. I thank you for all of that, for interacting with me. I really do appreciate you guys. And I just wanted to say again, thank you, and have a very blessed and happy new year, and take care and be careful out there. And until next time, I would like to thank you for tuning in to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton, and take care. Hello, and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about relationships. And the reason why I'm doing so is because the conversation has come up about what people need to do to keep their relationships new, to keep the thrill there. So I've talked about a lot of this in prior in past segments I've done, but it's becoming to be a thing now, you know, with people wanting to spice up their relationships or their intimacy. You know, a lot of people like to dress up and role play. You know, people do that. And lately, believe it or not, you have people that open their marriages or relationships up to a third person. People do that. And you have situations where people actually not only open their relationships up to invite a third person to be involved in your married relationship, or even in your relationship where you're not even married, but you invite this third person in. A lot of people talk about how they accept the open relationships these days. And a lot of people have threesomes. Now, the reason why I'm doing this segment is because people ask me the question a lot. I mean, how would you spice up your relationship? And I'm going to say this. I think the reason why the relationships go a little bit downhill is because people get so used to each other. They spend every second together. And I think that at some point you take on, it's almost like you're there and you don't notice your partner anymore. And what I mean by that is you begin to sit around the television and you just sit and watch television, or you know, you're around each other too much, I think. I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to be around your husband or your wife or your partner. What I'm saying is you should have a hobby, or go out with the girls, go out with the boys, spend time with your siblings if you have any, if you're, you know, with your parents, if they're still around. But I think when you constantly sit around someone, you begin to get tired of them. And I can honestly say I've been in relationships where people, they want to see you every day, every single day, or they want all of your time. You have to talk to them all day, every day, considering the fact that you work, you know. And if I'm working and if I'm taking care of my family, I don't have time to sit around and talk to you all day. And if I've just seen you, just give me a little time to miss you. You know, if you want me, what, am I going to see you tomorrow? Probably not. I have a life, you know, and I have a family to take care of. So most likely you won't. And I'm talking from a point of view where just being in a relationship, not married. But even when you're married, you shouldn't sit around your partner all day, every day. If they get up to go to the store, you shouldn't go up to go behind them. You shouldn't get up to go with them. You know what I'm saying? Give them their space, because I think that's what we're all lacking in relationships these days, is space, your own identity. I mean, it's like we feel as if we have to have a tight grip on our husband or wife or partner because you're afraid. I think most people sometimes are afraid that they might cheat. Some people are a little bit insecure. And I just believe that if you give each other space, the love will grow fonder. I believe that you all would miss each other even more if you're not together 7 days a week, if you're not in a married relationship. But truth be told, I think if I was married, and this is just my opinion, okay, just my opinion. I'm not talking to anyone that's listening to my podcast that's married. I am not telling you to go out and, you know, demand some type of separation from your partner. What I'm saying is, I think if you're married, you're entitled to at least one day of relaxation where you can call it your day. You don't have to be bothered with anything. You know, if you're married and you want that day, then go get a, I think if you're a woman or rather a man, go take a day and find yourself, you know, fish, hunt, or with women, maybe go to the spa, even men, go to the spa and just have a spa day. and just take that day off and relax. No pressure, no anything. If you have children in the home, just make plans to get a sitter that can keep your kids so that you guys can go have your day. I think when you do that, you're giving each other, number one, you're giving your partner a chance to miss you. Okay, number two, you keep your sanity, because from what I've seen and from my own experience, if I begin to feel like I'm being hovered over, or if I'm being pulled in so many different directions, I get agitated. You know, I get really agitated to where I don't want to be bothered anymore, because I feel you're pushing me too hard. You know, I will check in on my partner. I'll text and say, hey, how's it going? How, you know, are you enjoying your day? This, that, and other. Well, I was just thinking about you. And then I leave it at that. I'm not the type of person that's going to blow your phone up, you know, your voicemail or your text or call you nonstop. No. I'm going to give you your space because I want my space. And I think if I was married, I would do exactly what I just said. I would take a day off for me time, go to a spa, check into a hotel, and enjoy my time alone. I think that's what I would do. Because I think that a lot of us get overwhelmed and we get stressed. And then, you know, when you get stressed, you become a little bit angry because you're under so much stress and your anger is thrown out at all different, all sorts of people. You can go to a grocery store. They could say one little word to you and you're a little bit snappy, because I think we all are a little bit frustrated here in 2021. The last 2 years has been a really hard time for everyone, mentally, physically, basically some financially, some, as I stated, health-wise, it's been a challenge for some. And I think everyone is on edge right now. And I think that we all need to take the time out to relax. So to answer the question about what I was talking about at the beginning, how do you keep your relationship new, your marriage feeling new? And I think that you do exactly what I just said. You give each other space. Understand that this man is, this is my man or this is my woman. And understand that they are still yours, even if they're not with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are entitled, I think, to a day off or some time off. If you see a person every day and you're not married, especially if you're not married, if you see your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your lover, whomever it might be every day, you're going to get tired of them. I don't want to hear anyone say, well, I just love him or I love her so much, I can't get enough of him. Oh, yeah, you can, because there's going to be a time that's going to come where you're going to be like, oh, you again. No, I'm not available today. And then you're not going to be available the next day or the next day after that. Why? Because you're frustrated. Okay. For instance, when I go out with friends, and if I tell you, okay, we have a date set at 8 o'clock and we're going to meet at a certain place at 8 p.m. I'm going to be there at 8 p.m. Don't call me starting at 6. Are you getting dressed? What are you doing? Are you almost ready? Are you this and you're that? Because guess what? I'm going to get frustrated. And at the end of it all, I'm going to tell you, you know what? I don't want to go. I've changed my mind. And I know this because this happens to me a lot. And I changed my mind because now you've frustrated me. I don't want to be bothered. I don't feel like going, because you didn't let me have that space. I know what time I have to be there. I know it would be 8 o'clock. We chose 8 p.m. But yet you wouldn't even let me enjoy the little time I had before coming to meet you to hang out. You know what I'm saying? So in saying that, that's why I'm talking from experience, that sometimes people can overwhelm their partners, their husband, their wives, their girlfriend, boyfriends, whomever, we begin to feel overwhelmed. And I think that's what happens in most marriages. People get overwhelmed. People settle. You start to think, okay, well, I don't have to do anything. I have the husband I wanted, or I have the wife I wanted. She's here. She's not going anywhere. So I don't have to go out on, I don't have to have date night like when we were just dating. I don't have to text her or him and ask, or call and ask how they're doing. It's like you lose interest because you feel, okay, I got the person. I don't have to do all that anymore. And I think that's where we're going wrong. That's why we can't stay in these marriages and these relationships, because we're losing sight of what we really need to do. Okay, I need to take a brief break and I will be right back.